Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in again today. I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday today. We have got the Marksman Quartet up. They're going to be singing Just Over Yonder, and we're excited about that. Amen. I'll tell you what a blessing the Marksmen have been down through the years. And here's the Marksmen singing out, Just Over Yonder.
Just over yonder, beyond the river, there is a city of pure delight, where many loved ones are congregating with palms of victory and robes of white.
Just over yonder, there'll be no heartaches, no lonely days that there will ever come.
There'll be no crying, there'll be no dying. What rejoicing! Nothing here, friend, but disappointment. So often here we are left alone. But over yonder, hearts will grow fonder, and separation will never come.
Just over yonder.
Just over yonder, I'll soon be going to see my Savior upon His throne and hear a welcome ring out through heaven. Oh, weary pilgrim, this is your home.
Just over yonder, there'll be no
pain to bear,
no lonely
days that there will ever come.
There'll be no crying, there'll be no dying.
Oh, what rejoicing when we get over.
Just over there, there'll be no heartaches, no lonely days that there will ever come.
There'll be no crying, there'll be no dying. Oh, what rejoicing when we get
Quartet. We appreciate them helping us out on the broadcast today. And we are going to be looking today by way of live recording of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church at the subject, the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. We're going to be preaching out of John chapter number 16. This is part one of the message. Look at John chapter number 16. These things have I spoken unto you that ye should not be offended. And they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Look at verse 3. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. They are doing these things because they are out of relationship and they're out of fellowship with the God of heaven. That's how they can think the way that they think. Now look at verse 4. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. I didn't tell you these things, because I was standing with you. He says, but now, I go my way to him that sent me. I'm going back to God, he said. And none of you asketh me whither thou goest. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. I can only imagine the hearts of these disciples who had spent time and hours and minutes with the Lord Jesus Christ, a personal, private time with Jesus, one-on-one, and to know that now after watching him crucified, risen from the dead, that he's now going to go away again. That's a scary thought, to think that all of these things that we've seen and heard, but now he's going to leave us. There's something on the inside, that I believe, of every one of these disciples that stood by that said, I don't want you to go. I don't want you to go. Sorrow hath filled your heart. Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. I want you to see first of all tonight the announcement of the Comforter. Verse number 7 brings us a great truth that I believe that all of us need to know. In verse number 7, I want you to notice what the text says. It says where Christ, he said this, he said, it is expedient. What's that word mean? Well, in other words, what I'm saying is that Christ is saying to these men that it is beneficial that he go away. And while Jesus said that, I'm sure that Jesus, while he looks at these disciples, and he says, it is expedient for me to go away. I'm pretty sure most of them stood around and said, I don't see how it could be. I don't see how in the world that it could be beneficial for us if he goes away. Listen, we saw him crucified. We saw him placed in the tomb. We saw him been behind that tomb for 3 days. And I don't see tonight how that it could even be beneficial that he go away again. I don't want to see him die. I don't want to see him leave us. I want to have him with us all the time. Well, experiencing the Holy Ghost, can I say tonight, I kind of know how they feel, amen. Oh, I don't want him to go away, amen. I want him to stay with us all the time. I like what Jack Kyle said here. He said, one of the works of the Holy Spirit is to comfort the believer. That word comfort means this, one to run to our side and not just run to our side, but to pick us up and carry us where we need to go. Can I tell you, friend, there's been many times in this whole life that I live in that it seems like that God's a million miles away, and it's at that very moment that the Holy Ghost sweeps in and picks me up and carries me where I need to go because I can't walk there by myself. I can't even get there on my own. I don't have the right thoughts and I don't have the right mentality, but I'm glad that he knows what I need when I need it. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, and this is what Jesus said. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ done while he was on this earth. If you think about it, his whole earthly ministry was about picking people up and carrying them where they could not go, amen. He took down there, I thought about blind Bartimaeus. As Jesus passed by, the physicians done something that the physicians could not do. He touched his blinded eyes, amen. I thought about that woman with the issue of blood. He come alongside and carried her where she could not go. Amen. She reached out and touched the hem of his garment while she spent all that she had on physicians. Yet Jesus helped her to get to a place she had never been before. I'm telling you tonight, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. First John chapter 2, verse 1 said this, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Did you know that that word advocate is the same word as comforter?
In our text tonight in John chapter number 16, verse number 7, we see it that Jesus is our advocate, or you can say it this way, he is our comforter, the one who walks beside us, the one who runs beside ourselves and picks us up and takes us where we cannot go for ourselves. No doubt we see vividly that this was true during his earthly ministry, but when he went back to heaven, he didn't leave us alone. Though the Bible said that he sent us a comforter, right? One who runs by and picks us up, takes us where we cannot go. Can I tell you tonight, the night that I got saved with the grace of God, Jesus wasn't here in the physical body. But oh, can I tell you, I had a comforter pass by my way that night. Amen. And swept in there and picked me up and carried me to a place that I couldn't go by myself. Or on my own. I didn't even know how to get saved on my own. But when the Holy Ghost came that night, he made it real clear. Oh, he made it easy. You know, I've often thought about this. When people need to get saved and born again with the grace of God, if they just leave it in the hands of Jesus, I hear all these preachers talking about do this and do that and do the other. I tell you, it's pretty clear, amen, when the Holy Ghost is convicting. Amen. All you got to do is surrender to God and say, God, here I am. Amen. Take me. Amen. And God begins to do a work in that individual's life. In John chapter 14, verse 16, 17. Even over in verse 26, and I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Brother Howes went on to say in his book, he said, in a sense, the Holy Spirit came to be a babysitter for Christians. You know, at times, and I'm not trying to be, that's not to be disrespectful by no means. Can you know this, when you don't know what to do, that baby will cry. And that baby can't get to the bottom. That baby can't do things for itself because it's a youth and all of those things. Amen. That baby begins to cry. That baby begins to get the attention. And the baby was trying to get you to come to the crib. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And so I'm thankful tonight, praise God, when I don't know what I need, I'm glad he knows what I need, amen. When I can't get to where I need to go, I'm glad that he can come along as my comforter and pick me up and carry me where I need to go and how I need to get there. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, Jesus was the one who ran to our side. Now, can I tell you tonight, listen to me, wasn't it Jesus that came and ran to our side and ran to our aid when we needed salvation? And Christ came to this world to do a task, to fulfill a task. He went to die for our sins. He did something that you and I couldn't do for ourselves. And Jesus went to the cross and he died, but he also is fulfilling something else. As the bridegroom, I'm telling you what he's doing right now. He's running before us. If you back up a few chapters in John chapter number 14 and verse number 1, the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, he's talking about himself, amen. Jesus Christ, amen. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.